the door with 1-3-4 auto harps, and he'll slam the door here, and I'll say Carson, and then he and I are going to talk and play, and we're just a live concert here at Siemens, 11 in the good time. Listen, my friends, Carson is offering very special honor of our bicentennial from Corning Company in glassware, 3 glass ornaments, each production scene, the draft of the decoration, the Liberty Bell's note, and Betsy Ross flag. These ornaments, beautiful box, giving a set of free, $12 a night.
Nice day.
And that's probably, you left your books? Okay, just where did your purse? Don't leave it or I'll get the $27 out of your purse, the books. Oh, Margaret, come back again. Bryant has walked in with 4 auto harps. I noticed down at Harry Hope's where I saw you, Phil Bryant, you also came loaded with auto harps. I have a problem, Aaron, in about not just 1 auto harp.
That's one of the things in terms of tuning. If I have a real bad note, but most of it, if I play for an hour,
it takes that much? Is it the weather that knocked them out?
5-degree change. Humidity change. Incredible. Like Florida. I refuse short standing. You know, you tune and tune and tune, you come out and still want to drag.
Yeah. Now, you're from Virginia, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell me, I'm sure you've told Rick, but I don't think I've ever heard. How did you get started in the auto harp?
I just heard a fellow playing. I liked the sounds playing guitar at the time. I didn't really start playing it right away. I had it right a year before I could tune. I tried to tune it, and I didn't understand what I was trying to temper it. Like, you know, I didn't know how to, I had the faintest idea what I bought the instrument and I'm diddling with it.
Does it get better with age as you work with it?
Well, it's like any play it, the better it's. Now, the pin slipping, the tuning pin slipping, get to the point with the pitch, and then you have to re-drill the holes and keep them tight again. By and large, the more you play it, the more you...
I would think the guitar would be a heck of a lot easier to play than an auto harp. Yeah. Is that right?
There's variances of harp is harder than a guitar. Most people in the past get tuned. Literally the first major stumbling. I teach seminar. I used to teach individual, but now I just have just too much to know. I just get bored with when I teach 15 crack. Then it's a challenge for me. And when I do that, the two biggest I have to teach people, the two biggest things I have to teach them are, number one, how to tune. How to just put their hands up in such a way will lay the groundwork for later on. It's really difficult to tune it. How to teach and trust the fact that most people can hear well in tune, pretty good tune. See, there's like a conspiracy in grades from high school and even college, you know, who are excellent musicians or are encouraged or mediocre, not so, just very quickly shunned aside and no one's terms can't. You hear a lot of you can't unless you stand out excellent. I was told I couldn't get in the choir when I was in high school.
Where do you give seminars? Where do we find enough people who are interested in this and can actually...
There's a group in Chicago called the Sweet Betsy Pike Memorial Auto Band. That's the first group of people I ever taught. I taught a lot of individuals. Stopped teaching because I was bored trying what I had to give them. It was just a bore. And then I taught them 3 years ago. They asked me a workshop. They did a workshop and cramming things in and people, would you teach us? Teach a seminar. Show us how. Not individually. That was a challenge. And they get together now every Wednesday night. People from people's house play and bring food, you know, play all evening. And then on weekends, they go out, play little churches, and you know, play gigs. They're great. There's a lot of different.
You helped them along, huh?
I got them started, you know, but they just took it from, you know, the initial impetus, you know, it's like a mutual time to show them how. In the old town school, donated the school for the, and then they came and juggled their babysitting schedule, juggled jobs, brought little home cooking, you know, we just in general did it to get it off the ground. And then they took it from there. I've gone and visited them a few, but there's nothing permanent. Go there every, I hear they're doing real well, and, you know, once or twice you slip by.
Would you describe, since we're working in radio, and I suspect there are some folks that have an auto harp. Now, what